Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
All right, back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold with you. We got James producing for Drew today, Jay Binkley in for Cody today as well. Coming up in 30 minutes, I want to talk more about the legacy aspect of where the Chiefs are currently situated. There were some interesting comments out of New England, the Patriots bank, their fans, their sports talk hosts in the Boston area can't stop thinking about the Chiefs. They still are threatened by them, clearly, because they were waiting. They were waiting for this moment.
I think the national media has been waiting to pounce on the Chiefs. The hot takes are out there. It's just ridiculous.
Certainly are. So I want to talk more about what Tom Brady, of course, did in a couple seasons throughout his career as well, for those that are already trying to act as if the dynasty and everything is completely tarnished because of a 5-5 start to the season. So we'll get to that in a little bit. But I want to bring in NFL insider Vinny Pasquantino. You guys know he joins us each and every Tuesday. And I mean, he might just laugh at me, honestly, for this. They're 5-5, Vinny. There's a real chance for the first time since 2014 the Chiefs don't make the postseason, and people are concerned. People are worried.
Well, first off, Steven Spector, where is my intro? I fully blame Steven for that.
You should. You should.
Yep. So I blame him for that. But yeah, tough one, fellas. Lost to the Broncos in Denver. That's no fun. What do you guys need to go? What do we need to go? 5-1?
Yeah, look. Six and one? I think they got to go 6-1, Vinny. You know, 5-2 gets them the 10 wins, but they're in a bad spot with all these tiebreakers. You know, they have the head-to-head loss, of course, to Jacksonville. That's the big one that really hurts them. They still do get the Chargers again. The Texans they'll get later on in the season. Currently, Houston's got the tiebreaker over them. So they're just not in a good spot tiebreaker-wise, which is why I think 6-1 would get them in. I'd give them 11 wins. I think they're fine. Certainly, they win out, which I don't think anybody's suggesting they're going to do that. But if they did that, it's a guarantee that they'd be in at the 12-win mark. So it's just a dicey spot. I think it's a coin flip right now. And after what happened, you know, Sunday, understandably so, Chiefs fans are a lot of them think that it's over.
Yeah, it's going to be an all-time week and few weeks for, like, it's right in front of us, game by game quotes. It's going to be all time. You guys haven't heard that in a while. I can't imagine. So this is going to be one of those weeks where it's like, all right, you know, just got to look forward. Got to go game by game. Got to go on one game winning streak every week. So it's going to be a good week for quotes coming out of Chiefs camp, I'd imagine.
Look, I understand some of the differences, of course, with the way the schedule works in the NFL season compared to when you guys are playing a $162. But you guys have had moments, whether it was this year or a year or so ago, where things obviously not going well for a certain stretch, or the outside noise is very, very loud, and people are saying, this team stinks, or this season is over, and all that. How can you take me inside this, the mindset of an athlete a little bit? And I'm not saying that every single guy in the Chiefs locker room is thinking this way, but just when it seems like everybody outside is very, very negative about you as a player or you as an organization, how do you guys handle that?
Well, the nice thing, not to be super negative, but the nice thing about most media members is it's more negative than positive. So things could be going great and somebody will be there to make sure that you get humbled by some sort of writing that they do. You're used to it. Negativity is kind of what gets the most clicks. So I think even when you're going through, I mean, I'm assuming most people are talking about the Chiefs dynasty being over because of a half of year of not even bad football, but 500 football. So that's the easy part because everybody wants to tear you down no matter how good you're doing or whatever. So, yeah, I think that's the easy part of you just focus on what you can, which is this week. It's getting through today. Whenever they have practice, I would assume they get back to practice, what, Wednesday?
Yeah.
So you get back to practice tomorrow. You have a good day of practice. You have a good day of practice Thursday. Do they play Sunday this week? Sorry, I haven't looked at
the
schedule.
Yeah. So it's a noon kick here against the Colts. It's a big one.
Yeah, so you try to take the positives out of having a noon game against a good team, and you win that game and you get rolling, and next thing you know, you're right back in the thick of things. So they're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination. They just got to that's why it's an all-time week for quotes, because this is why cliches are cliches. weeks like this.
Yeah, you're right, Vinny, because they were 0-2, and the dynasty's over. They start to win again. And it's like, okay, Chiefs are back. They can't figure out what to do. Like, seriously, they're sitting there teetering. Are the Chiefs good? Are they bad? I mean, it's just funny how they go back and forth on this. And one of the things, Vinny, that's been talked about is tells. Obviously, baseball knows all about that. You know, with Xavier Worthy and Maxwell Harrison of the Bills will say, well, we can tell when they're going to run or throw or whatever by what Xavier Worthy was doing. Then you have Sean Payton saying, well, the Chiefs are more of a first-half team, which isn't true because they actually score in the second half a lot, too. I always, this tell thing, people think the Chiefs are telling, you know, their plays and what they're doing. And with baseball, you guys don't say. I mean, that's the media saying, well, he was tipping his pitches. We knew when a curveball was coming. But that's one thing about you guys in baseball is you don't talk about it. And for years, the Chiefs had to have known other tells on other teams. They just don't talk about it.
Well, it's an interesting thing because you see, I think in football, there's more time to marinate words too, because there's so much time in between games, but it's weird how teams talk about the Chiefs. Now I do feel like it's similar to the Patriots of old where you beat the big dog, so to speak. And you feel like Antonio Pierce, the coach of the Raiders, didn't he say something like we figured it out a few Christmases ago or something?
Yeah, he said we got to create like the Mahomes rules or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So Sean Payton's always talked, like, he talked about the Jets a few years ago, which I thought was insane, but he's always kind of done that. I mean, he's also the coach that had a bounty system going on within his program. So I don't know, you know, whatever. He can do what he wants. He went on Fox for the 1 year. He got used to talking, and he's been used to talking ever since. So it's just one of those things where when you're at the top, like, people are going to take shots at you all the time. You just got to. One thing the Chiefs have been so good at is deflecting those shots and getting back on the offensive with their play on the field. So I don't know anything about tells or anything like that in football, but if that's something that they're doing, it's something they need to clean up, and it's kind of nice that other teams are telling them that they're doing it. So if I'm another team and I beat the Chiefs, I'd probably just shut up, because especially if I do have something on them, you know you're probably going to have to see them again in the playoffs if you're any good. So I wouldn't want them to know that we know that they're doing something.
We're talking to our NFL insider, Vinny Pasquantino. You mentioned Sean Payton and the Broncos, and going in, admittedly, like we looked at Bo Nix and we weren't impressed. And to his credit, he outplayed Patrick Mahomes though in that game on Sunday. Do you now consider the Broncos as a legit Super Bowl contender with that championship level defense and with what they were just able to do on Sunday?
I think you kind of have to, especially if they have games at Mile High. I think that's a tough play.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Place to play. I think it's a good home field advantage for them, and kind of sucks talking to Kansas City people right now saying how good the Broncos are, but at this point, they deserve it.
Yeah.
It's a tough team to score against, and if their offense does enough, you know, they've got a good chance to win. So I don't think the offense scares you by any means. I mean, what did they score, one touchdown? I don't remember what the final score was, but they don't scare you offensively, but defensively they scare the crap out of you. They're going to be in my top five if you ask what my power rankings are, just because they kind of have to be.
Who else is in your top five, Vinny?
Well, the Rams, I think, deserve the number one spot, even though I do think it's a little sketchy that Sam Darnold throws four interceptions and they still have a shot to win. I think if you get four interceptions, you should feel really good about your shot to win by a lot that game.
Right.
A lot of narrative talk about Sam Darnold around my gym the past few days. And as a former Jets quarterback, I will not stand for it. Got a bad game. Relax. Everybody relax. Rams would be number one. I think the Patriots are probably number two. Maybe the Broncos. The Eagles are probably in there. The Bills maybe. Or should I just say Josh Allen is in there? Not necessarily the Bills, but him. Those are probably my top five. I'm sure I'm missing somebody, but I don't really care. Nobody's paying me for this list, so it's all right.
Everybody's got power rankings. Everybody's got them. I do want to ask you about this, though. Vrabel with the Patriots, because it looks like if they win that division, then the Bills become a wild card team, and obviously they have that head-to-head with the Chiefs. But Vrabel's changed the culture, and you look at what he's doing. Four-win team last year. Look at what they're doing now. They rattled off eight wins, and everybody's always looking for the perfect mixture. You need an offensive coach to go with the quarterback, and sometimes it's just about the right guy and the fit. Obviously, Vrabel, a defensive background, but it's working perfectly with a quarterback like Drake May, like that whole system. So finding the right guy, the right culture, the right guy to come in, that's tough in pro sports, isn't it? You have to really narrow it down. It doesn't matter if you're offense, defense, whatever. Just got to be the right dude, whether it's baseball, football, or whatever. I think people overthink it sometimes. Just find the right dude.
Yeah, I think football coaches are probably the most important in, just because, like, every sport is a chess game that the coaches are controlling with humans, but more so in football, just because, you know, every play call is done by the coach, different things like that. But I think setting the culture is about as important as it gets. I mean, those guys clearly love Vrabel. I think it'll be more interesting. Now, obviously, they could go win the Super Bowl this year and everything's great, but I think it'll be interesting to see next year when they have likely a first-place schedule what that looks like, because you guys as Chiefs fans know that when you get that first-place schedule, things get a little bit hairy. The Chiefs are playing good team after good team every week, it seems like, at least. So I think Vrabel's obviously a really good coach. I think it's insane that Tennessee let him walk out the building after winning as much as he did with the players he had there. But yeah, Vrabel is clearly ridiculous. I wanted him to be the Jets coach, but that was clearly a smokescreen to get the job from the Patriots when he came into the Jets building last year. I think when you get all your players to buy in, which it seems like he has, that good things happen quickly.
A couple more minutes here with Vinny Pasquantino, our NFL insider. We were mentioning Ja'Marr Chase, wide receiver for Cincinnati, how he's getting suspended a game. Now he's appealing it, but he spit on Jalen Ramsey. We were saying, whether you're in sports or not, it's one of the most degrading things you can do to a person. I got to ask you, being around sports your whole life, just have you ever had anybody spit on you, number one? And number two, what do you think the reaction would be from your teammates or from you if you saw that happen to one of your guys?
Well, I have a crooked nose because I spit in my brother's face when I was like 12 years old. So I know what it's like to happen. But yeah, that's one of the most disrespectful things you can do to a person. And it's clear as day that it happened on that video.
To try to act like you didn't is hilarious.
It's even worse. Like, the interview was really bad. The interview was like really, really bad. So So I have him on my fantasy team. Is he playing this week?
No, he's appealing, but he's going to get suspended. His appeal, Ian Rappaport said, his appeal, the defense he's trying to use, Vinny, is if I was trying to spit on him, I wouldn't have aimed towards his feet. That's his defense. Good luck.
Yeah, you're not going to win that one. and it might knock me out of a guillotine league this week. Ooh. So I'd like to say thank you to Jamar Chase for not being an adult. Yeah, I think if somebody spits in my face, I'm probably going to have the same reaction that Jalen Ramsey did. Now, I do always think it's funny. I think we've talked about this for years. When football players punch each other in the helmet, I just think that's funny because there's no way that hurts the guy in the helmet more than it hurts the guy punching.
Right.
So, yeah, that is a tough look on a team that's losing a lot this year. So that is yeah, you never know what's going to happen between wide receivers and defensive backs. All hell breaks loose.
Hey, Vinny, I did want to ask you, did you happen to watch the MLB award show?
I did not. I have YouTube TV, so MLB doesn't really have interest in most people watching those awards since they can't figure it out with YouTube TV.
Yeah, and they've gone so many weeks with it. I did watch it, all right? So one of the co-hosts of it was Mookie Betts. Like, I was shocked. Like, Mookie Betts, there were stars there from the game today. And, of course, there's a lot of guys that have played before. And that's when they announced the MVP and all that. But Mookie Betts, I didn't know he had it in him. He was a host, man. I've seen you do the media stuff, Vinny. But Mookie Betts, I was shocked that this guy's hosting a show. It's actually pretty funny.
Yeah, I think I've seen some clips of it. I thought he did great. He's been really good. I mean, he's not bad at anything. He's just one of those guys. Like, there's probably an argument that he's one of the best athletes in the world, even though he's, you know, 5'10", 5'11", just pure athlete. I mean, bowls 300. He's a scratch golfer. I think he's better than scratch golfer. He can dunk, and he hosts award shows. So a whole lot of those things take a whole lot of athleticism, but he is one of the best out there. I mean, he's ridiculous. He's good at everything.
It was always kind of funny because they kept panning over and showing Sheffield, Amir Garrett, and Fam at one table, and they were mead mugging every time. I think it was probably on purpose, but it was hilarious when they'd show those dudes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was a cool event out there in Vegas. They had the golf tournament coincide with it, and they're trying to make it a bigger deal, kind of like the NFL awards. It'll just help if they could get it on TV, you know, not just on MLB Network on cable.
Right there with you. Vinny Pasquantino, our NFL insider. Appreciate it, man, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Yep, thanks, guys.
That's Vinny Pasquantino. He joins us throughout the football season as our NFL insider each and every Tuesday at 10:30.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.